We continue now with lesson number 19 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shviyos, and we will complete the fourth perek. We're learning the last two Mishnayos of the fourth perek, Mishnah 9 and 10, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes, and Mishnah Yud. Mishnah Tes continues a discussion which we began yesterday, namely, we learned that with certain types of fruits, we learned yesterday about figs and grapes, they go through two distinct stages with regard to Shviyos. The first stage at which it's permissible to eat them on the field, but that's considered li'ochla, but not yet to bring home and to eat in your kitchen, that would not be considered li'ochla. And then they reach a later, fully ripened stage, then you can bring them home and eat them in your own house, Kedushas Shviyos. The same thing is true. This is true for figs and for grapes. Now we're learning about olives. Zeisim, they seem to go through three stages. The first stage is Mishiyachnisu Revius Laso. When a Sao, a volume measure of Zeisim, will produce a revius halug, a quarter of a lug of olive oil, a saw is 24 lugim. So if you have that much a saw of olives, and you squeeze it, and you can squeeze out of it a lug, a revius halug of shemen, then you have the olives have reached a certain stage in their development, and it's permissible, the Mishnah continues, potseya, to split them, to crush them, v'ochel basode, and to eat them in the field. Because that's already li'ochlo. People in the field, workers, they take olives, which are barely beginning to become ripe, and they squeeze them for that little amount of oil that's in them, and they can be eaten. However, that oil at that stage can only be used to be eaten in this manner on the field by workers who are hungry. But to use it as olive oil to anoint oneself with it, to smear upon one's body, sicho, samach, yud, chof, hey, that's not permissible, because this shemen is not yet roi l'sicho, it's not yet quality olive oil, and therefore to use it for sicho would be lehepsid, not for its normal use. Stage two, hichnisu chatzilo. Once they reach the stage that they can produce a saw of zeisim, can produce a half a log of shemen, then kotesh v'soch basoda. Then he can squash these olives and take out some of the shemen. Not only use it to eat with his bread, but he can use it to anoint himself, to smear himself with, as one would do with olive oil, because at that stage it's already quality olive oil, and you're using the olive oil for its normal purpose, which is permissible on Kedushas Shviyos. Finally, the third stage, the third stage is Hichnisu Shalish. Various opinions here. The Rash says Hichnisu Shlish means that it's possible to squeeze out so much shemen, that it would be one-third of the shemen that it can produce when it's fully ripened. So that would be the pshat according to the Rash. Hichnisu Shlish, once they've reached a stage when they can produce a third of the volume of shemen of olive oil, which they will ultimately be able to produce in the so'ah of olives, that's the point in which kotesh basod, they can crush them in the field, yes or no, that's optional. V'koneis letoch beso, we're going to bring them home to eat, and he will be eating them b'kedushas shviyos la'ochla, and not eating them in an abnormal, hefsed manner. The other 6 years, when olives reach that point of hechnisu shlish, that's the point in which they are mechuyov in maaseh, which we will learn more about when we get to Mishnayos Maseches Masros. Ushaar kol peros ha'ilon. That all this is true about these three species, figs and grapes and olives. What about all the other trees out there, apples and pears and whatnot? So the Mishnah says, Ushaar kol peros ha'ilon ka'onoson lema'asros kein onoson l'shvius. You got to determine what is their time at which they're ripe enough to be considered mechuyev and ma'aser, and at that time you can bring them home into your house for shviyas. It's la'ochla and it's no longer lahefset. So most mefarshim, the Rash, the Bartanura here, learn the pshat that the first three species that we learned about in the previous mishnayosim of the figs and the grapes, and in this mishnah of the olives, for them, they're earlier stages than when they reach the onas hamaasros, when the earlier stages justify eating them in the sodeh, and that's also considered liochlo, normal eating. However, other than these three species, other species have only one cutoff point. And that cutoff point is their ona, their zman, the time in which they are mechuyev, the stage at which they are mechuyev in maasros. At that stage, you can bring them home, but there's no stage in which you can eat them in the field as there were for the previous three species. Continue now with Mishnah Yud, which is a different set of halachos entirely. For a bit of background, we know that it's not permissible under most circumstances to cut down a fruit tree. The Pasuk says, Ki mimenu socheil v'yoso lo sichrots. However, the general rule is, if you have a tree, an apple tree, whatever, and the chopping down the apple tree for its wood will get you more money in the market than selling the apples on the tree, if the ilon is mu'ula badomim, then the Gemara says, Meseches Bava Basra, that Sadik Beis, that it's permissible to cut down a fruit tree. That's all the other years of the calendar, the 6 years. In the Shemitah year, once the tree begins to grow fruit, and the fruit has not yet reached its fully ripe stage, so that if you cut down the tree at that stage, the unripe fruit on the tree will rot, deteriorate. So what you're doing is taking fruit which has kedushas shviyas, and you are ruining it. You're not eating it properly, you're ruining it, you're bringing it to hefset. That's not permissible. So in such a situation, you would not be permitted to chop down the tree with its unripe fruit on it, even if the tree was worth more money. Because once the peros have a halacha of kedusha shviyas, you cannot destroy them. You cannot ruin them. La'ochla v'lo lahefsid. V'hoiso shabbas ha'oretz lochem la'ochla. Not lahefsid. But, of course, if you have a tree which has no fruit on it yet, the fruit hasn't even begun to grow, then you can cut it down on shviyas for sure, because that tree has no kedusha shviyas. Only the peros have kedusha shviyas. So much for background. Now, let's take a look at the Mishnah itself. Me'emosai ein kotzitzin ha'ilon bashviyas. At what point is the fruit considered, okay, now there's fruit there, and the fruit has kedushas peros, and therefore you can't destroy the fruit. You just can't chop down the tree indiscriminately. At what point is that? Shammai omrim kol ha'ilon mishiyotzi. Shammai says, whatever tree it is, I don't care whether it's a charuv, a carob tree, or a grapevine, or olive tree, or apple, or bananas, or whatever. I shouldn't say bananas, apples or pears or whatever, mishiyotzi. Once they show fruit is fruit. Some say that mishiyotzi does not mean when they show fruit, but rather when they show leaves. And that's a machlokas here in the Mishnah between the Rash and the Rambam. The Rash says mishiyotzi means when they show fruit, and the Rambam says mishiyotzi means when they throw leaves. Interestingly enough, Rashi, in Maseches Brachos, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Bey, says mishiyotzi means fruit. And in Psochem Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, Rashi says mishiyotzi means leaves. In any case, for Ben Shammai, Beis Shammai is one point for all trees at which it is at which they now have Kedusha Shvius, and you can't chop them down. However, Beis Hillel Omrim, it depends on the tree. Hecharuvin, when it comes to the carob tree, Mishe Yishal Shelu, when they begin to show, to grow in a way that looks like a chain that's coming down from the plant. When it reaches that point, then the peros have reached the beginning of Kedusha Shvius, and you can no longer chop down that tree just for its wood. The Hagifanim, when it comes to the grapes, Mi sheyigoreyu. Different opinions of what this means. One pshat is when they develop garinim, when they develop little seeds. From that point on, Kedusha Shvius is chal. If you destroy the tree, you're destroying Kedusha preparos of Kedusha Shvius, not allowed to. Vahazesim mi sheyonetsu. Olives, when they begin to show flower-like blossoms. Ushaor kol ilon, everything else, apples and pears, etc. Mishayotzi, Beis Hillel will agree to Beis Shammai that they have Kedusha Shvius once they begin to show a semblance of looking like fruit. So, if I have a tree with no fruit developed on it yet, the fruit that is there didn't even reach these stages of Mishayotzi, then you can chop down the tree, because the tree has no Kedusha Shvius, and these peros have not yet reached the point of Kedusha Shvius. Once the peros reach this point, and know it's far from a ripe fruit, but it's reached the point of Mishayotzi, this visible fruit on the tree, or in the case of Cheruvin Mishayel Shalshelu, Mfanim Mishigareyu, and Zesim Mishayonetsu, from that point on, the fruits have Kedusha Shvius, and if you chop down the fruit, chop down the tree, you're ruining the fruit. And ruining the fruit you can't do with peros that has Kedusha Shvius. Then the Mishnah continues. It's a later stage. And that is, V'chol ha'ilon kevon shebo la'onas ha'masros, every tree, every fruit tree, once it reaches the stage of onas masros, which we learned before, zesim shlish, Anovim Mishavishu, Ta'enim Mishabichalu, when it reaches that point that they're fully ripe, then cut down the tree. If the wood of the tree is worth more than the fruit, cut down the tree. Because at that point you're not ruining the fruit. Cut down the tree, pluck the fruit, either before you cut it down, after you cut it down, and eat the fruit. It's reached onas ha'masros, it's ripened. So mutala cuts it, so it's permissible to cut it down. Now the Mishnah goes, according to most Meforshim, and discusses not so much Shvius, but in general, the prohibition against chopping down fruit trees. And the Mishnah asks, Kamo yehe bazayis v'lo yikutsenu. If you have an olive tree that's growing, an olive here, an olive there, it's not really a productive tree, you're allowed to cut it down. But if it reaches the point, as the Mishnah asks, at what point can you not cut it down because it's a productive fruit tree? If rova, if the tree produces a rova hakav, a quarter of a kav, of again a volume measure of olives, then in the case of olive trees, oh, this is a choshev olive tree, it produces a rova, you're not allowed to cut it down. Other trees, Mepharshim say, are more lenient, that the tree is permissible to cut down unless it actually bears or produces a full kav of its fruit, of apples, let's say. Only in the case of zayis is a quarter of a kav sufficient to render it prohibited to cut down such a tree. Rav Shimon Galil Omer, hakol lefi hazayis. In the case of zayis, you can't give a general rule that if a tree, an olive tree, produces a rova hakav, so you can't cut it down. If it produces less than a rova hakav, you can't cut it down. Shimon Galil says it depends upon the olive. There's some olives that are better quality, and then even if for an eighth of a kav, you want to keep that tree, and you don't want to cut it down, you shouldn't be allowed to cut it down. This is how most Mefarshim understand this Mishnah, and this is how the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Tzadik Aleph, explains it. Now, this last phrase here, Kamma Yehei Basayas, V'lo Yekutzenu Rov, Abshim Lil Omer HaKolav Yasayas, is talking about the Isur, the general Isur, nothing to do with Shvius, the general Isur of Ketzitzas Ha'ilan, of cutting down a fruit tree, which is prohibited. But if the fruit tree is giving out a few fruits here and there, it's not worth keeping for its fruit, then you're allowed to cut it down. So we have finished lesson number 19, and in the process have concluded the fourth chapter. We have finished Perek Revi'i.